Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Iridium. If you were given a white card, please give it to your server so he or she can adjust your bill accordingly. Please take this moment to silence your cell phones and be aware that there is no flash photography allowed. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the stage, the Ed Palermo Big Band.
Who needs a bass player when you have all this love in the room?
I'll go find it.
Good evening, folks. Are we, Are we... How many Todd Rundgren fans do we have in the audience anyway? Well, you're going to get a lot. We're only doing one show tonight. We usually do two, but tonight we're only doing one, and we're going to pack two shows into one show.
You're not getting the short shrift on
the
show.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You'll have to tell us to stop.
Tomorrow night and the next night, we're here playing the music of Frank Zappa, featuring Napoleon Murphy Brock. So you're always more than welcome to come back. Now, you'll notice once we start, we go a long time before you hear my lovely speaking voice again. So I'm gonna get some business taken care of right now before we start. Right in front here, you'll see two T-shirts that we are selling, and by we I mean me.
And I believe hawking is the word.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and Ben Kona right now is massaging the Oh No Not Jazz T-shirt. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. All right. The fact that he touched it means that's about $5 more. And then there's a brand new Ed Palermo Big Band T-shirt right there. But more important than any of that, we are actually selling for the very first time our new CD, which the release date is January 22, but we are selling it tonight for the first time, and it's called One Child Left Behind. And when you see the picture on the cover, you'll see why it's called that.
So the first person to buy that will actually be the first person to buy that CD.
That's very good. Very good. Anyway, I say. So there you go. I think we're good as gold. We have all the other CDs we're selling. You're trying to tell me something, aren't you?
No, he's holding up the CD.
Oh, he's holding up the CD. Okay. All right. So there you go. Now, once you see that. The cover, you might feel free to ask me after we're done, you know, about it, but I'll explain it to you, because I am a magnanimous that way. I'm a people person. The rest of the guys in the band, oh, they're just awful. But me, you can talk to. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the music of Todd Rundgren.
Thank you.
hold my own. Give a steed and a ride to dawn. And the main pain bleeds till my strength is gone. I'm in the saddle, I'm in the race. I try not to rattle, but you set the pace. I start to struggle to share your space. You're stopping and you're stinging in my face. Stinging in my face, you're singing too fast. And I like it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, that was fun. I can't tell you how much fun that is. You know, Todd Rundgren was a lot like Zappa in the sense that he's prolific as hell. My friend Franklin, who I owe a lot to, he's mutual friends of me and Todd Rundgren. He actually introduced me to Todd, and we have talked about doing something together. Whether that'll ever happen, I don't know. But I just feel like so happy just playing his music, whether it's with him or without him. Now, like those of you who are familiar with Zappa's music and Todd Rundgren's music, you know, the one thing they have in common is just absolute creative brilliance. What they don't have in common is Todd Rundgren. He always, especially with his ballads, always wore his heart on his sleeve, which when I was in high school, I really needed that. Now Zappa, he don't give a shit you know, you got a broken heart, fuck you. You know, you deal with it. But Todd Rundgren, he understood. And I maintain, especially old timers who disagree with me with this, but I believe that Todd Rundgren's ballads are up there in absolute brilliance and beauty with George Gershwin and Cole Porter. And we're going to be playing some of that stuff. In fact, the next song we're going to do is a perfect example of that. This is off of his Todd Rundgren's second solo album. The first one was called Runt, and this album's called Runt, The Ballad of Todd Rundgren. And this song is it's going to feature Dan Pearson on the tenor saxophone. It's called Wailing Wall. Oh, I did mash up some other melodies there. Tell me later if you recognize any of this. I can't help myself with this.
Thank you.
Dan Pearson.
All right, here's a couple you might recognize. We're going to feature Bruce McDaniel on vocals.
The blessing of the turtles, the eggs lay on the lawn. Paint the pretty picture for me to sit upon. The calling of the rabbit, the falling of the hare. Half man they begin to play, song is everywhere.
The obvious you get, the obvious you want, the obvious you get.
Thank you.
McDaniel.
By the way, that arrangement was done by a friend of mine by the name of Pierre Picciatelli, and an amazing musician who actually used to be my student, believe it or not. You're not here tonight, right, Pierre? Nah, he hates me. Anyway, no, I'm only kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are Todd Rundgren fans know that, well, first off, you recognizing some of the songs?
That's good. I'm finally recognizing some of them.
All right, okay, let me see, we're going to continue now. Oh, I know
a place where dreams are born and time is never planned. It's not on any chart. You must find it in your heart. Never, never land. It may be miles beyond the moon or right there where you stand. Just keep an open mind and then suddenly you'll find. Never, never land. You'll have treasure if you stay there, more precious far than gold. For once you have found your way there, you will never, never go. And that's my home where dreams are born and time is never planned. Just and your heart will fly on wings forever in never, never.
Bruce McDaniel. All right, now Bruce arranged this next song. And it's called Pulse.
Pay attention to my
chart. Tell the audience where this is. this is from the Healing.
Healing.
Yeah, from Healing, yeah, exactly. So there you go. This is Bruce's brilliant arrangement of Healing. He threw a little couple of Zappa quotes in there.
Did I?
I think he did.
I don't remember.
I know. Okay, here we go. Bruce McDaniel.
Okay.
from another world. step by step, by step, by step, by step, stronger. Feel it just like stepping in another world. Feel that pulse, that pulse, that pulse, that pulse grow stronger. Like a lifeline pumping from another world. And it's just like stepping in another world. And it's just like stepping in another world. And it's just like stepping in another world.
I will carry my McDaniel on arrangement and vocal.
Version of Hello It's Me, and then eventually became a huge hit when he redid it, and it was a beautiful, both beautiful renditions, but the first one was a work of art like no other. We may do that later on in the set. right now we're going to continue now with another song from the album The Ballad of Todd Rundgren. This is called The Ballad, and it's of Denny and Jean.
And I have a question.
Yes.
I know it's an instrumental.
Is that true or false?
Just checking.
The chart says instrumental on top, and then it's...
So, we're letting you into some minutiae here.
Just how incompetent I am.
But does it start at the top like the normal chart?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm all right, now that you guys know what's going to happen, let's see if we can actually do it.
Hey, I don't mind the laughter, as long as it's at my expense. That's all I care about.
What?
Jean did her best, Danny worked hard, and so together made him a star.
McDaniel! Thank you, Bruce. That's one of my favorite Todd Rundgren songs, and I did a beautiful, beautiful job on that. We're going to do a song arranged by Bruce McDaniel, and this is, well, you'll see.
There you go, a little suspense.
The days and the years will go streaking by. time has stopped in my dream. We all have our everyday hopes and fears, and you'll find no exception to me. That doesn't get me through a sea of tears over life's biggest tragedy. You're so long ago and so far away, but my dream lives on forever. I guess I believe that I'll see you one day, for without it there is no dream.
Imperial to fill. from the Uber above the highway. Strapped with foolish mortals such as this, I'm an ever indicator to my intentions. I can stop and go and fuck just as I please. For I am the Uber above the highway.
CD, but there's a movie out called Roxy the Movie, and that's a DVD of one of the most famous Zappa concerts at the Roxy in the like mid 70s, and Napoleon was in the band with Ruth Underwood and George Duke. So as finally they made a movie out of it, and Napoleon's all over it, and you can see why Zappa loved Napoleon so much. So let's have a round of applause. Another round of applause for Napoleon Murphy, bro. let me see here. Oh, I know.
Grazie, grazie.
Thank you.
My little game is over. It's the latest ride. It's time to take you home. And we can't cry, because we've seen it coming. No use running. Take it slow. It's a dangerous drive, and I'm afraid to arrive, but I strive to survive for a
this empty face. good or hard or looking bad. Close your eyes and ask yourself again. How can you be so? How can I live?
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming tonight. Phil Chester, Cliff Lyons, Ben Cono, Barbara Cefeli, Dan Linden, Mike Boshin, Matt Engman, on Cuba no less, John Bailey playing the incredible solo, Ronnie Buttercavoli on lead trumpet, Ray Marchica, Paul Adamy, Ted Cushion, Bob Caranta, Bruce McDaniel, and Katie Jacoby. Yeah, Plymouth Big Band. One more? All right, before we do, just I have to start, sell some product. That we're selling a new CD, One Child Left Behind. Okay? If you've got even more money to spend, we've got a... Check it out. Oh, no, not jazz. That's from our previous Zappa album. And our brand new Ed Palermo Big Band t-shirts. Now, I want to let you know that... A couple of women who were either playing the band or in the band told me that after I gave them a t-shirt that there's for females something a little bit amiss on this thing. It depends on where, all has to do with where my hands are. And it does have a tendency to look like I'm copping a feel. I want to let you know that wasn't intentional at all.
But just a happy accident.
It's just a happy accident. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize to all the women in the audience. Here we go.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know.
We'll be right back.
www.theiridium.com for information on future shows, and we hope to see you again very soon. On behalf of myself and the whole staff here, we wish you a good night and happy holidays. And like Ed said, they'll be back here tomorrow and the next night. We have an 8 o'clock and 10 p.m. set scheduled. We'd love to see you back.